Steve, you did this before, remember?
Robert.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You got my questions or is your questions?
Your phone. I have my own questions, bro.
Oh, you do?
Mary.
I'll
look at it
through your screen. Welcome to my life.
Welcoming into the media suite, we had Erica Enders, the pro stock number one qualifier. She ran 6.506 seconds at 211.86 miles per hour. Erica, this is your third consecutive number one. You took the win last week. Is this the theme that you're going to carry into tomorrow and maybe all of the countdown races?
Well, Steve-O, that's my plan. Trying to be like you from last year. Kind of screwed up in Reading, but if we can continue the run that we're on from St. Louis last weekend, I'd be really thrilled. I have a great hot rod underneath me, and if I can just do my driving job, there's no reason why we can't win.
It seems that you and the elite team are peaking at the right time, definitely. How are you going to capitalize on that?
Well, at the beginning of the year, we definitely had some serious struggles, and then midsummer, a lot of parts failures. So we kind of, I began to doubt that we'd have an opportunity to be in this position this deep into the countdown, and we are now, so it's just our job to capitalize on it. My crew chiefs are really confident. They're way more confident than me, and that helps my confidence in turn. So I'm thankful for that. On that Friday night session, Jeg went to the pole right in front of us. He's my teammate. And Rick came on the radio and said, if you do your job, we're going right back to the top. So to hear that confidence from them, it definitely helps me, and it reminds me of our good run in 2014 and 2015. So I feel like we're back in championship form. We just got to execute.
So as a driver, having that confidence, having the confidence in yourself, in the car, and in the team, how does that parlay into tomorrow and the next three races?
Well, if you got to believe it to be it, and that's what I've always said. You can be, it's just like the David and Goliath story. You can be, have the guys stacked against you. They definitely can run with us, can outrun us, and can drive with me. So we just have to believe it and go out and execute. That's my plan.
Do we have any questions from the media? Bobby Bennett?
Bobby's quiet? What?
Did something happen? You didn't want to ask a question?
She answered every question.
Reaction time media?
Yeah, Mr. Moderator. You're right.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
For either one of you, which part of Texas is better, north or south?
South, east.
What? There. That's not even a real question. Texas is better than anywhere.
Amen, brother.
But there's got to be a difference.
Amen. No, there's only two kind of people. People that are from Texas and people that wish they were from Texas. And Tony Schumacher is the latter of them.
He said it to his face.
Thank you all for joining our little escapade here. Congratulations, Erica.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, does she introduce
that one question wasn't even on here.
I know.
I can tell because you used the word parlay.
Yeah.
I can't read this word bubble up there.
It's Erica's turn.
Yeah, now it's Erica's turn.
You can drink that beer while you're interviewing.
Do we want to trade? Don't worry about the clonk that your beer made on the microphone.
I didn't.
Okay, hold on.
Start that over.